Hi, I'm your host Divya. And this time, the topic is vulnerability, the mother of all emotions.
This podcast is sponsored by G Certified Program.
Vulnerability will never be the same again. The whole discussion is going to be in three sections. In one section, we are going to talk about how vulnerability is the seed of all emotions. In the second section, we'll talk about how we cannot selectively numb our emotions. And third, how as a society, we love to marinate in scarcity. Now, let us talk about the first part, vulnerability as the seed of all emotions. Existence is energy. As living beings, we are living embodiment of the highest form of energies propagating through this universe. The universe converses through us, acts through us, and propagates through us. At any given point in time, we are the channels of limitless energies. So, how do we experience this energy? This energy runs through us in form of emotions. Our emotions, negative and positive, are our energies. And what is the source of this? Now, Brené Brown's research shows us that vulnerability is the birthplace of our emotions, thus controlling our energies. So, if I have to give you an example, I will say that imagine vulnerability to be like a seed, and from the seed germinates the emotions which are negative or positive. Negative emotions can be shame, fear, struggle for worthiness. Positive emotions are joy, creativity, belongingness, love. If I have to give you a second example which you will be able to relate more closely, it would be of white light. Now, if you see, when you pass white light through a prism, it breaks into seven colors of the rainbow. Red, orange, yellow, green, indigo, blue, and violet. In a similar way, if I think of vulnerability and if I break vulnerability, I will see that these seven human emotions are interlaced and they make vulnerability as the birthplace, you know. Now, the thought of being vulnerable and yet strong isn't easy to digest. There are certain situations which are awkward but still need to be confronted. As I think of these situations, one of the most common situations I feel is accepting feelings for someone and then professing those feelings to that person. Acceptance is tough, of course. And the thought of rejection is painful, not to mention the awkwardness that will follow. So there are stories of spurned lovers, which everyone loves to share, and unrequited love is definitely the highest bidder in this category. But you will see that people take chances. They bear their innermost feelings, fully aware that these feelings may not be reciprocated. We like someone, we take chances, some succeed, some don't. Pooh! People fall in love again and again and keep expressing their feelings to different individuals they meet at different junctures in life. Now, on the surface, it may seem that these are shameless, quote-unquote, shameless to a no, or maybe, quote-unquote, they are apathetic to a no. Yet, deep down, it is vulnerability. And I'll explain how. Hearing a no from a person we are possibly in love can scar us forever. Still, we will go ahead and confess our feelings to them. There are women who propose men. They cut the chase and arrive at the destination taking the shortest possible route. This is because if you ask these people, the common answer will be that feelings left unsaid harm more in form of regret than saying them out loud. There is no harm in being temporarily wounded than being haunted for life at the faintest possibility of someone you loved may have loved you back. Both of you are just too scared to confess. Thus, if you see, the fear of regret is replaced by the joy of admission, liberating us from the possibilities of maybe or maybe not in the future. Now, another example would be that of going against the populist opinion. Some of us have rooted for the underdogs, supported a logical but an unpopular idea, got booed in public, yet never wavered from the stance. So we have a whole lot of individuals who are not scared to put forward a differential point of view, accept mistakes, apologize if required. This is an ability, you know, in the times of forced certainty where I am right and you are wrong has become the norm, you know, of discussions or arguments or of casual banter between friends. There, accepting mistakes, apologizing, taking a stand has become a quality. And how do some of us have this quality? The answer, of course, lies in our upbringing and our interpretation of the surroundings we live in. As kids, while we grow up, it is essential for our parents to believe in our choices and accept them. A responsible parent is a vulnerable parent. A vulnerable parent will always teach its child to become its authentic self rather than mimicking someone else's lifestyle. They will ensure that their kids don't end up becoming caricatures of themselves. They lift out kids from shame, fear, and struggle for worthiness. They give their kids self-worth. They make kids feel belonged. Belongingness is a strong emotion. It gives you self-worth and makes your life acceptable. Belongingness helps us connect. Belongingness is literally overcoming shame and fear, which stems from shame. This emotion gives us the confidence to touch the lives of the less advantageous. So when you are a vulnerable parent who accepts your flaws and doesn't push your opinion, you become more open to ideas, to kids. You start listening carefully. You start thinking deeply. But you accept that at an age, you behaved in a certain way and share how you overcame that fear. You don't lie to the kid, but tell the truth in a digestible way, of course. You try to let go of control and start bonding over emotion. It actually makes the relationship more meaningful and profound. As a parent, you recognize your flaws and still don't try to seal them. Rather, you embrace them and thus you become understanding of the emotional needs of your kids. You do not try to make them a Xerox copy of overachievements, but you appreciate their skills. You know, the haversack of extraordinariness is excised. A box of ordinariness is welcomed. It is in this ordinariness we enjoy the small wonders of life. There is no rat race to be an overachiever or to become, you know, the most beautiful person on the universe. Life becomes easy. It's worth living when there's no pressure to become the best, because both the parent and the kid knows that this moment is the best and that the moment belongs to them forever. And all this stems from vulnerability, your acceptance to it, and then being liberated by it. The second point is how we numb our emotions and why we shouldn't numb our emotions. Now, have you ever felt that the world is moving when it should have stopped? You feel emotionally disconnected from the world. You feel a general lack of any emotion, negative or positive. You want to join the people in their fun, but feel like an invisible barrier is keeping you from joining the fun. Emotional numbness is unbearable. You can pick up other people's emotions, but when asked about your own feelings, you're tongue-tied. You know, we have become machines trying to live life. We numb ourselves so our shame won't haunt us, our fears won't make us weak, and our desire for approvals won't make us look desperate. It is eerily startling that the entire social media revolution is based on getting approval from others. Our clothes are costly, our hair is sun-kissed, our makeup is perfect, our smiles are fake. Yes, our smiles are fake. They are empty. There is struggle for worthiness and approval. We have numbed our fears for wider acceptance, but in this process, we have numbed the emotions of happiness, joy, creativity, belongingness. Emotions don't come with a switch on the good emotion and off the bad ones. You don't get to selectively numb your emotions. Emotions are energies. You cannot subdue your existential energy. If you do so, you shall experience a total void of feelings, which explains the invisible barrier experienced in connecting with people. We fear fear. And in doing so, we end up becoming robots incapable of experiencing any happiness, joy, creativity, or belongingness. All we have to do is acknowledge the fear and tell its story. The ability to accept fear makes us responsive and understanding of other fears, thereby strengthening belongingness. This in itself is a generator of joy, happiness, and creativity. You don't have to outrightly reject the concept of negative emotions to feel positive. It's okay to be fat or thin, black or brown or white, intelligent or not intelligent. Embrace what you are. Stop embracing perfection and you shall become responsive to your flaws and frailties. And you will realize that every human being is full of flaws and frailties. And you're not meant to be perfect. No one is. You're just meant to be who you are. With your flaws, with your downs, with your ups. It's okay. It's a story. It will have some down moments, some up moments. That's fine. Now the third point, the vulgar obsession with scarcity. You know, we have commercials after commercials which tell us how different and better our lives will become with the usage of certain products. Of course, there are products which have helped in bettering our lifestyles. For example, washing machine. Now, washing machine is a real invention if you ask me. But then there are products which have only dented our self-worth. Now, these are not innovations but a systemic raid on our dignity which we don't seem to mind at all. A very simple example is the world of cosmetics keeps on telling the women how scarce their beauty is and that by applying a certain anti-aging cream, they will get back their youth or they will secure their youth. Now, I feel this is the biggest fraud ever. Youth never comes back. Time is not a negative quantity. And even if time travel was possible, you cannot cherry pick youth and come back to the present with your youth. Aging is a natural process. There is nothing wrong with wrinkles and fine lines. Why do we take pride in looking 20 when we have hit 40? We take pride in flawless skin, really? In having a brighter skin, why? Why have we accepted this insufficiency to the extent that we don't realize it is discrediting what we own? Why can't we age with grace? Marketing is a smart act, may I tell you that. It is selling people their insecurities and scarcities and then persuading them to buy stuff which they might not even need in their life. Now, I know families who have invested in buying big houses and are now working double shifts to pay back the loan. It makes me wonder sometimes whether the deal was really worth it. We are trying to perfect an imperfect life. Now, even the earth is not a perfect sphere, which proves that we are not alone. Our planet is bulging slightly around its midriff as well. But still, we try so hard to get a perfect body. We compete with models and actresses and end up becoming sillier versions of them. In the process, what we lose is our originality, self-worth, authenticity. We marinate ourselves in scarcity and end up hating ourselves. We are unable to love ourselves wholeheartedly and live our lives, quote-unquote, wholeheartedly. We drown our authenticity in the screams of perfection. We have to stop running because life is more than a rat race to win. We have to become gentler to ourselves and kinder to others. What next? You may be thinking. Chances are that if you have heard me until now, you are wondering how to unfreeze the emotions, liberate ourselves. Well, my answer is simple. Embrace vulnerability. Embracing vulnerability is the art of freeing ourselves from the burden of perfecting our lives. We will be able to live without any pretense. The thought that I am enough will stop the anarchy that has filled our lives. We shall be able to live freely, understanding that we are all wired for struggle, but this shouldn't stop us from loving wholeheartedly. Embracing vulnerability starts with practicing gratitude. Start thanking the small blessings of your ordinary life, which makes it beautiful. Gratitude never comes alone. It brings joy, happiness, belongingness, and creativity along. The more we are thankful, the more we are full. Gratitude instills self-love, which is essential to be kinder to others. We become gentler to ourselves. We become more compassionate to the world around us. You know, to accept vulnerability, we have to start listening to others. We have to start from the point of flaws. We have to remember that no one is perfect and that these imperfections actually make the life wholesome. When we start listening to others, we stop shouting. We are not here to correct other people or to find flaws in them. We are here to offer a comfortable ear and understand that everyone has a story to tell, a pain they hide and a life they struggle in. We cannot make their journey easy, but we can stop and smile and offer our gratitude to them in ways they make difference. There is no guarantee that the love we offer shall be returned to us. And this is what is vulnerability. But this shouldn't stop us from being loving. Life is far easier to live with a smile than to constantly engage in an inner turmoil. When we hug the imperfections of our children, we stop thinking of them as ego-satisfying devices. We give them a new perspective to live their lives. Their entire lives will be wired for struggle. But to make that journey worthwhile, it is vital that we give them the confidence to embrace their vulnerability. They are not our trophies to be kept in the display unit of our living rooms. They are our flesh and blood. We should give them love without expectations, trust without hesitations, and confidence without questions. They should feel wanted and loved and cared. The vulnerability is an indication of our benevolence. Don't subdue it. It is the mother of all our emotions. It is the energy of our being. Let us accept vulnerability wholeheartedly so we can love without boundaries and live without pressure. I will have to thank Brené Brown for her research in vulnerability and for TED Talks to bring it in front of the audience.
This podcast was sponsored by G Certify Program. If you have a business product or service to offer, then G Certify Program will help you find the right buyer, investor, or seller. For more information, log on to gcaffe.com, that is gcafe.com, or call us on 8826 879948.